I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, boating can be one of the most relaxing and enjoyable pastimes we have in West Virginia. But you need to keep safety in mind, or it could easily become one of the most tragic days you've ever had in the outdoors. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Hundreds of West Virginians enjoy boating on our mountain state lakes and rivers every year, but if you're not following the rules, things can turn dangerous quickly. Lieutenant Tim Coleman with the West Virginia DNR's law enforcement section.
It's pretty much the same as the road. There are rules of navigation is what they call them. Basically, everybody, you should stay towards the right side of the river, pass on the left. If you can, there are horn signals that you can actually toot your horn, let the guy in front of you know which side of the boat you're going to pass. Because, you know, sometimes there are times when you're going to have to go on the other side, like if a barge is coming down. Good common sense, the larger boats have the right of way. Boats under sail have the right of way. So if a boat's crossing in front of you, the boat that's on the right has the right of way. So those just to name a few, and they are navigation rules out there.
Coleman said already this summer we've seen some disasters when those rules are not followed.
We've had several boat collisions. It's nothing but people just not paying attention to what they're doing, and we've had some boat crashes, one fairly severe there at, I think it was Ravenswood.
Those rules of the water are taught in all of the boating safety classes. Now, younger operators are required by law to take that class. And even though the older boaters are not required, it still is not a bad idea. The other big issue on the waterways of West Virginia, boating under the influence of alcohol. Coleman says despite beliefs to the contrary, drinking and operating a boat do not mix.
It's still the thought of people that, you know, if you don't have a six-pack of beer on the boat, you're not really boating, and you don't need that alcohol out there. You can enjoy the water without it. And that's what we're encouraging folks to do.
Coleman stresses spending time on the water is enjoyable, but can it affect you when you don't even realize it? And he says be aware of your condition and don't be lulled into a trance.
Even though you may not be drinking, the wave action, the hot sun, the glare off the water, the continual engine noise, that'll kind of almost put you in a hypnotic state. And just want you to be aware of that and keep your wits with you.
Boating can be an enjoyable way to spend a summer day, but be aware of the safety regulations and follow them closely to ensure it has a great outcome with great memories. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.